ULV testing. AD, this is AF4LV Mark. I'm at home just testing out the old Kenwood 271. Good afternoon. Over.
Wyatt, Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. Returning from a site visit.
Hope you're having a good afternoon, and thanks for visiting the site and for all that you do. Thanks for all you do to take.
Now, it's a good thing, no, but you keep dropping out. Might be a mic issue.
Something broke. This is WTUJKT.
Probably a mic cord issue.
Time to time, too, but I heard a mention of the Kenwood 271. I'm actually sitting here on a Kenwood 721 that I just picked up, sort of an old vintage 80s radio. So I have not yet even tested it, so I heard you guys call test. I'm like, hey, I'll give it a try.
Good quality. And I'm also talking a Kenwood, but it's newer. It's a D710.
So those in each of my trucks, they're fantastic little radios.
GPS back up to it. But I had one of the recommended, the AVMAP, I think it was, and that died before the radio did.
So those $20 GPS RS-232 pucks off of Amazon, and built myself a little board that had a DC to DC converter on it, and I tapped off, there's an 8-volt signal on the mic cable that you can tap off of that can power it. So that's what I did in my truck, and that's been working since about 2010.
Cool. Putting Abers beacons out then?
Radio on. I've got it hardwired into the battery, and I kept on leaving it on and then draining the car battery, so I've gotten myself in the habit of turning the radio off. But yeah, I still beacon APRS from the pickup. The one in the SUV doesn't have a GPS unit on it yet, so I just picked that up used off of QRZ, so I have to get that installation finished. But yeah, it's W2JKT. You can stalk me pretty easily on the internet.
I think my iGate's still running. My gate's up north end of the county. Seems like it picks up pretty good. Don't know. I haven't looked at it lately.
Thank God, all up punching an APRS to fire.
Yeah, Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. And I think my mobiles are like -9 or I think I got a bunch of them because I was real big in the APRS back 10 years ago. And once my GPS started breaking, I just said, meh, phooey.
Peter, call now. I've seen you on the map several times, now that I think of it. But, I'm down here in Seneca, so I'm not really close enough to hit your iGate. I used to run an iGate. I've got a Next50 antenna up on a 40-foot mast outside my house, so I can actually pick up quite a bit. But I don't pick up anything that anybody else can't. So, having the extra iGate doesn't really add anything except maybe some extra hops. So I quit running it at some point.
Hey, short time mobile, almost. The only reason I put mine up is once they took down the really big iGate that was up on Cedar Mountain in North Carolina, we lost coverage on this side of Glassy Mountain.
Did they take down?
In Cedar Mountain, and it was way up a big tall tower. And unfortunately, the ham that owned it died, and his son was not a ham, so we took it down because they were breaking the law.
Mountain, isn't that up in DuPont State Forest?
Maybe. It's the next mountain up from Caesar's Head.
You'll get the N4VDE coverage there, because I think they're still running, are they?
But their coverage is not quite as much, because I think their antenna is actually more or less on the ground. It may be 40 feet up a tower, but it's not, 500 feet up a tower.
That one was co-located with this repeater that we're on up on the top of that tall tower up there, so I guess it's always been able to hear me from down here in Seneca, so I guess maybe it's just a matter of mountain shadows and stuff like that.
Anything that actually has it on somebody's property, not on Channel 4's property. But I could be wrong about that. It's kind of hard to figure out exactly where it's located.
It's pretty common, but either way, I mean, I think we have pretty good coverage in this area. But like I said, when I ran my iGate, I would get a lot of I-85 traffic because I'm on the low side of Seneca. So I have really, really good view down south and east. But, you know, anybody I could pick up in the direction I could see would also get picked up by N4BDE. So I just ended up taking it down because all I was doing was creating more traffic.
I've arrived back at home, and I have to eat before an appointment. But we'll catch you maybe in 15, 20 minutes. Bye. KT4CTD.
Your afternoon, this is W2JKT.
BU, KN4VWA. Bryn GU, KN4VWA. Hey, mobile.
JKT, how's it going?
JKT, KN4VWA. What's going on, big gun?
Victor Whiskey Alpha. Jotting it down, but I've been working at home today. I've been this is week number 3, working at home instead of over in Anderson. So just chilling here with the dogs and doing some work.
Man doesn't know you're playing on the radio while you're supposed to be working. Do you hear that whip cracking?
It's one of those jobs where you know you spend a little time here and there, and as long as you make your time throughout the day, it doesn't really matter too much.
Roger, roger. Yep. Well, so you're down in Anderson?
Anderson, but I live over here in Seneca, so it's saving me a whole lot of commuting time and a whole lot of diesel not having to drive into the office, that's for sure. But, just a nice day to be, you know, inside, not having fun outside like I'd rather be, but, you know, we gotta stay home.
Yeah. Fortunately, I got 8 acres I can play on, and I'm going to be headed over to Lowe's in Bowling Springs and picking up some material so I can build a swing that my wife has been after me to build for quite some time.
How do you get on that? What do you, are you working from home too, or what's your deal?
No, I do medical and industrial x-ray equipment, and I own my own small business, so I pretty much come and go as I please.
A good deal to be in. When I lived in Philly, I owned a small IT shop, so that was kind of nice too. But working for the man now, just there's a little less stress and a little better insurance, if you know what I mean.
Yep. How did you get down here from Philly?
Time and my wife then wanted to go back to school, and she found a program here at Clemson she liked. And so we pulled up stakes and moved down here, and then she did her school, and then she found a job she wanted out in Texas, and I'm like, I am not moving to Texas. And, I had issues on top of all that, and a lot of stuff added up to parting ways at that point. But I decided to stay here because I really like it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. A lot of people come down from up north and say, well, that's not the way we did it back home. You just want to look at them and say, well, you need to go back home.
My friend, one in Rome. You know, my folks are actually both from South Alabama, so I was raised on grits and sausage, so I fit in pretty well down here. I definitely don't mind the food. It's very tasty. It reminds me a lot of my grandmother's cooking.
Well, there you go. Plus, people, are a lot friendlier down here. It's just a slower pace, a much more laid-back pace of life.
You can definitely get it here, but you can also find some busy, too. Well, good talking to you. I am going to get back to get a little work done here. I want to wrap up a little earlier today than normal and see if I can get outside before the sun goes down. So we'll get back to it here, but we'll chat with you a little bit later. I think it was CAN4VWA or K4VWA. I can't remember, but this is W2JKT.
W2JKT. KN4VWA. Have a good afternoon. 73 is clear.
JKT, clear.